How to become time rich. Before we dive into today's episode, I want you to head on over to heatherchauvin.com/live and join our next live webinar. It's June 6th and the 13th. So I have two live dates for you if you cannot make one. Also, what I wanted to say is when I am teaching live webinars, there's a lot of doing. So create the space, bring your pen and paper, and head on over to Heather Chauvin, chauvin.com/live, L-I-V-E. How to become time rich for busy women managing people, raising children, and deeply desiring more from life. Mom is in Control, episode 320. Okay, guys, we made it. Day 12 of the 12 days of mothering. So if you've been following the last 12 podcasts, thank you. Thank you for sharing. Thank you for showing up. Thank you for listening. It's been an honor and it's been really fun and I'm learning a lot and I love this shit. I love doing this stuff. So the 12 days of mothering was inspired by the 12 days of Christmas and also inspired by this cultural currency that is currently going on. This cultural currency, I don't know. This cultural social norm that motherhood needs to be exhausting. Now, I am not putting kitty cats and rainbows on motherhood and parenting in general. Everyone's experience is going to be unique and individual to them. And I'm also not going to put, I'm going to give light to, you know, sleep deprivation is a real thing. Postpartum depression is a real thing. But I do want to give light to a conversation from, I guess you could say, a survivor from many things, from postpartum depression through cancer, through single parenting, through being on welfare, through, being in a relationship with, you know, an abusive, emotionally abusive relationship with a drug addict, like through many, 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 many things, that there is another way to live. It does take time. It does take effort. It's a commitment. You will fall and you can get back up. And they always say your mission is what pisses you off. And I know we all want to giggle and laugh, but behind the giggles and the laughing are sometimes tears and grief. If we're going to change the culture of mental health and we're going to change the culture of stigma and awareness, I just need to have this conversation about, you know, glorifying and mystifying exhaustion. Like, it is not cool. It's a real thing, and there is another way to be. And I don't see many voices out there talking about how it can be, there is another way, especially in parenting. So that's what I'm here to do. And that was my intention for the 12 days of mothering. And yeah, depending on where you are at in your life, in your stage of growth, your mentality may be a little bit different than mine right now, but just know that you can go through all ranges of emotion based on the actions that you take today, based on the commitments you make in your daily life. So today we're talking about the law of gender. And the law of gender states, it's related to, the law of gender is commonly related to the concept of yin and yang. And it states that there is masculine and feminine energies in life. It also tells us that everything needs time to nurture and grow in order to balance and master the masculine and feminine energies within ourselves. Awesome. Okay. So a lot of women that I attract are ambitious go-getters. What does this mean? This means we're high functioning. We have high functioning anxiety. We can get up and function in society. But underneath we feel like, you know, we're struggling emotionally. I'm a recovering masculine energy addict, if that makes sense. So go, 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 check things off, you know, making your to-do list, boom, 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 squeezing every ounce that you can, kind of like a crazy tube of toothpaste, like squeezing every last ounce of toothpaste you possibly can out of your time and your energy to find yourself depleted. Yeah, that used to be me. Gold star, right? Look how exhausted I am. Mummy murder. So when it comes to the law of gender, masculine and feminine, I remember the first time I heard this and I was like, what the heck? Like, so if I'm not getting shit done, what am I doing? Like dancing and creating whimsical stars? Like, I don't understand the difference. The feminine aspect, and it doesn't have to be man and woman, but the feminine aspect is about feeling into it. It's about connecting to your intuition, which we all have access to, right? We can still get shit done and have this feminine energy within us. I remember I did a test one time and it said I led with my feminine, and I was like, really? And people tell me I'm very nurturing, which sometimes I don't think I am. So that was a compliment, I guess. But the feminine energy is the nurturing aspect. And sometimes people will say, I'm just not nurturing. I think that's bullshit. I think we are all nurturing beings. But the truth is, when we don't know how to nurture ourselves, we can't nurture our children. And I don't mean you're neglecting your children. I just mean to have that like deeper connection with them. If you're finding yourself to be too like militant with your children, like it's my way or the highway, I control everything. Sometimes that's just because we're living too much in our masculine and we're like, get shit done, go, 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 go. I don't have time for this. You know, I'm not listening to you. And the feminine is feeling into that. What are my children saying to me? This is often what I talk about with your children's behavior as a language, right? It's the feminine. Lean into it. Slow down. Close your eyes, meditate, journal, feel into it. What is your body telling you? What's your mind telling you? What's your life telling you? The yin and the yang. Yin yoga is very slow, holding the poses, just relaxing into it, softening. Yang is go, 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 go. Power yoga, like fast, fast, fast. Strength. We need both in our lives. We don't need to be fully yin. We don't need to be fully yang. And yes, they do talk about balance, and we can have other people in our lives that can balance us out. For me, it's about alignment. What's working, what's not working. So using all the 12 universal laws, maybe doing some research by yourself, and studying this more, asking yourself, where do I need to work? What do I need to work on here? These are the things that I incorporate into my coaching when I'm helping women, really dissecting, like, where are you living? What energy are you living in? And how can we create more of the opposite so that you can find alignment in your life, whether it's with your children, your work, all of that fun stuff. The law of gender. The law of gender. The concept of yin and yang relates that there are masculine and feminine energies in life. It also tells us that everything needs time to nurture and grow in order to balance and master masculine and feminine energies with ourselves. So again, what this does not tell me is, or what this does tell me, I guess, is that there's no quick fix. There's no easy way out. There's no one size fits all. the law of energy. Okay, ladies, have a beautiful day. And remember, you got this. Also, if you're interested in the time and energy intensive, I will be offering an information session on Friday, December 28th. You can check out the information and registration at heatherchauvin.com/2019.
This summer, I'm being incredibly intentional about community. My word for the summer is community and connection. And I just want to say thank you for being a longtime podcast listener, or maybe you're a new listener, and I wanted to celebrate you. And I wanted to create more connections. So what I've decided to do is do a merch giveaway. If you are unfamiliar, I have a merch shop on my store, so you can go check it out on my website at heatherchauvin.com. You can purchase anything you want. But what I'm actually going to be doing is I'm going to do a giveaway for my hat, my How Do You Want to Feel baseball cap, one of my journals, which is the Emotionally Uncomfortable journal, and my beautiful Myrrh mug, which is called Excited Shitless. Excited Shitless is when you take the leap and you're like excited about your next level, but you're also terrified. So go check out the merch on my store. But here is how you can dive into the actual giveaway. Go to Instagram and find me at Heather Chauvin, Chauvin. And right now I have about like 19 or 20,000 followers. So if you're finding someone else that doesn't have that, that's not me. And all you have to do is follow me to be entered into the giveaway, and then send me a private message that says giveaway. That's all you got to do. Go follow me on Instagram at Heather Chauvin, Chauvin. I think there's an underscore after that. follow me and DM me giveaway. And what we're going to be doing in a few weeks is we are going to announce the winner, and then we will reach out to you in your DMs on Instagram, and we're going to ask you which item you want in the merch shop. Do you want a hat? Which color do you want? Do you want a journal? Do you want a mug? Do you want a signed copy of my book? And yeah, that's it. It's all about connection, community, and gratitude for me this summer. And I just want to say thank you for being a listener. Thank you for, you know, all the messages that I receive on Instagram and in email. I'm just here to help women thrive. And this is not an emotionally comfortable journey, as you know, hence the reason the name of the podcast. And in order to attract more time, more energy, more money in our lives, we got to take some emotionally uncomfortable action. So I'm right there with you on the front lines. And yeah, go follow me on Instagram and DM me. Giveaway.